In West Eugene, just right of the bridge that connects Chambers and River Road, is the rambling collection of buildings that make up the Eugene Mission. There's a large warehouse for its newspaper recycling work rehabilitation program, a home for women and children, and a center for single women. The main building holds the cafeteria, bunks and day services for transient men, housing for men on the rehabilitation track, and a chapel. A large white sign, visible from the bridge, sums it up. Food, bed, gospel.
If somebody comes to the door, even at 3 in the morning, you know, let's say the weather's bad, or they just got out of jail, or they just got to town, or someone kicked them out, they come in here and they can have a glass of milk or water, a peanut butter sandwich, and you know, we never turn anybody away as long as they, you know, are pretty well cooperative. You know.
That's kitchen manager Clarence Martell. Clarence is a friendly man with a girth that's appropriate for a man of his profession. He says work in the kitchen begins at 4 in the morning and goes until 9 at night. Altogether, they serve about 800 meals a day. That's a lot of food. The evening cook, Doug, says about 90% of the food the mission serves is donated.
From grocery stores, from people walking in the door, back in their pickup trucks here with leftovers from their gardens. It's just amazing the generosity of this community. We are able to serve very balanced. It's meat, vegetables, and a starch at every meal that we have.
One of the people who has committed to the mission is Mary Brady. Mrs. Brady raises cattle, border collies, chickens, and ducks on her farm near Marcola.
I have to spread this feed all around so everybody gets a chance. And they like the whole corn the best.
Twice a month, she drives into Eugene to bring the mission duck eggs.
Even when I took chicken eggs, he said, they can tell the difference between your chicken eggs and the eggs we buy. And they really appreciate them. And it's just part of being a Christian that you reach out to do things for others. And there are people at the mission that had duck eggs when they were somewhere in their life, and they like them. So why shouldn't they have them? And so that's why I take them there. It's just fun.
In addition to local residents, restaurants, and grocery stores, the mission receives food from the Oregon State Police in the form of poached animals. This is Sergeant Ron Martin.
I would say it's almost on a weekly basis in the fall seasons for unlawful kills, late summer and fall. And then throughout the rest of the year, it slows down. Occasionally we'll take over a bear. Salmon is a possibility, and as well as turkeys. But for this area, it's primarily deer and elk.
Wherever the meat comes from, it all passes through the fridge and under the knife of the mission's in-house butcher, Gene.
Never had no training. It's kind of put me out here, and I just kind of fit in the position and been here ever since. It's peaceful, and I use it as my therapy.
Gene is a tall, muscular man. He says he grew up as a country boy, hunting and skinning animals. He spends most of his day in this plain 10-by-20-foot room.
This is the cooler, and I still have one cow hanging. This one actually came from a dairy farm. You got the two rib cages, the brisket, the prime. It's a pretty standard procedure. We know we try to do a lot of chipped beef with it when we get fresh meat in, stews, roast. Last month we probably ate probably 3,500 pounds of beef with all the beef that came in on donations.
Clarence Martell says what they don't get donated, they buy themselves.
You know, they give me a minimal amount of a budget money. I buy like biscuit mix and pancake mix, frozen vegetables. Oatmeal in the morning is a continuous need for that, but we've been pretty well provided for that. But I look at what Sarah and I decide, well, we're going to do this day and this day. I talked to my butcher, Eugene, and it all just seems to come together. I worried about it for the first few months I did it, and now it just all seems to happen. It's kind of amazing.
Clarence says with a staff of 18, they managed to prepare a pretty balanced diet.
This morning they came in, they had French toast, nice little bit of syrup with that, coffee, I believe there was milk. I think there was apricots out this morning. This afternoon it's a bowl of soup for our line guests. This evening, right now, I've got, as you know, since pots over here steaming, I've got some roast beef in there. We harvested some cows this last week. They'll get a slice of beef, boiled potatoes, probably green beans along with that.
Mothers with children have breakfast in their own center, but other than that, everyone at the mission eats in different shifts in the main building. The cafeteria is a long, brightly lit space with plastic pallets of donated bread crowding the back of the room. On this particular Wednesday, around noon, there are several tables full of what the mission calls line guests, or men off the street. Some of them seem to be regulars here and speak to each other with familiarity, and others keep to themselves. I asked Dan, a thin man with a weathered face, how the food was.
Dinner and breakfast ain't bad. You get oatmeal, French toast, hotcakes, SOS. Lunch is a different story. Don't come for lunch. But I'm here eating.
What's SOS?
Gravy and sausage over toast. We won't say the other word. Almost said it, but no. It's an old tradition.
Regardless of which words describe a free and much-needed lunch, for the Eugene Mission, the words to remember are food, bed, gospel. They've made a big difference in a lot of lives, and for people like Gene and Clarence, they've also led to jobs and stability.
I look at, you know, the people that are under me on the program, the rehabilitation program, and you kind of look at yourself and you say, well, yeah, that kind of reminds me of me. You know, I used to drink, and, well, yeah, I used to get high, and yeah, there's a lot of things I used to do that I don't do now because, you know, this mission is a blessing.
For KLCC News, I'm Brandon Smith at the Eugene Mission.